right, let's head to the kitchen. My mom is standing by. Cooking with Claude is happening right now on WICC 600. Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I can't complain. Thank you so much for asking. It's Friday. The sun is shining. I feel like, we're good. We're doing just fine over here. We're doing just fine.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. I appreciate your support.
I am a supporter.
Yeah, you are an athletic supporter, as they say in Greece. Yes, yes, yes. So you're making tilapia. I think this is great because some people really don't like fish because they're too fishy. I have to say, tilapia is one of those fish, though, that even if you're not a fan of seafood, you'll like tilapia, especially the way you make it.
Yeah, and the thing that was nice, why I chose this was because we were getting so much rain, and not that I have to cook everything out and make it all about me and whatever, but it ended up turning out really nice, and it was, like you said, it's not a fishy fish, and I don't know, it's one of everybody's favorites.
Yeah, no, it really is. So what is your tilapia recipe?
So to start with, you spray your pan and, you know, they tell you to put like in a tablespoon or two, but I end up making so much that I just cover the bottom of the pan with olive oil and a little Italian-like seasoning, the oil and the Italian seasoning.
Okay.
And then I fry up the tilapia. You know, a couple minutes on either side, I would say, you know, until it's like kind of like golden brown. But it is also a fish that like falls apart. You know what I mean? Like try to flip it all whole and then it breaks in half. But that's okay. So anyway, I start there. And then once it browned on both sides, I, put it to the side, and then in the frying pan, I add capers. Now, how many capers? Oh, until I think it's enough. Let's see. Maybe a tablespoon, maybe a tablespoon and a half.
I'll say 1 to 2 tablespoons of capers.
Yeah, I would say you can't go bad with capers. You can't go bad with butter. Let's see, maybe a quarter of a cup of butter, maybe a little bit more. White wine, let's see. I would say a half a cup maybe of white wine, maybe a little bit more. You can always play with the white wine and butter. And then your fresh lemon juice, which I think is key. So I did probably a half a cup of fresh lemon.
So you squeeze that.
And then you
can
also use some sliced lemon.
Wait, Mom. So you, I was just going to say, so you use real lemon. You don't use the bottled, like, lemon juice.
I use real lemon, but bottled lemon is fine. You know, make it as easy on yourself as you can. I try to make it... you know, like I was on a real cooking show.
You are on a real cooking show, Mom. This is real life.
Yeah. So, I mean, I try to use all fresh stuff, but, you know, you don't have to. Add a little bit more Italian seasoning to that. You know, mix it with your whisk. A significant amount is what you want for your fish. Now, I think I ended up making 10 pieces. So I pretty much would have doubled that recipe, but that's good for, you know, the majority of the world. I think that maybe does 4 to 6 pieces. And then what I did was I laid it all out in a baking sheet, first the tilapia, and then I took the pan, fried juices, poured it over, and then I popped it in the oven for a little while and, top broiled it, and it just came out great.
That's awesome. And it seems really simple, honestly. There's not a lot of ingredients. It's pretty quick, honestly. And, you know, we have some picky eaters in our family. Does anyone taste the fishy?
No. I mean, I even checked with Lucy. Did you ask me a question?
Yes, Mom. I just... if it tastes fish, like fishy. You know how, like, so Derek, for example, Derek doesn't like seafood, so he doesn't really enjoy fish, but he likes
shrimp. He likes the tilapia.
Okay, thank you. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, and even with Lucy, it's being, pregnant, she could have tilapia. It's an all-round great fish, and, you know, it doesn't have that fishy taste. It's light, it's flaky, it's airy, it's great. And this combination of ingredients, you know, you could put as much in you want or as less. I like, you know, this was simple. You were able to taste all the flavors. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good indoor meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm...
It doesn't smell like fish.
There you go. There you go. Now you have answered the question. Mom, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for cooking
with Blonde. Always a pleasure.
I love you. I'll talk to you soon.